Watch me.
His name is
Watch me.
Al Sharpton.
I got it. Hey!
17 past the hour. It's always a privilege. Good morning to you, Reverend Al. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. And I'm doing fine. I'm in Washington, D.C. for a two-day National Action Network policy conference with members of the Senate and Congress. But a part of our focus is the continuing fight around the Confederate flag. The state Senate in South Carolina has passed to remove it. There is to be a vote in the Assembly, in the General Assembly, hopefully today. There's one local assemblyman that has come with amendments trying to stall or derail it. I think the importance of the state of South Carolina's removal, and it has already been removed by the governor of Alabama and others, though largely symbolic, is very important, because if we are to get the reforms that we seek, and that's why we're in Washington, dealing with the Justice Department, dealing with that we need federal laws on everything from racial profiling to police reform to be instituted and enforced, not just instituted, but enforced. We can't do any of that if we can't muster enough of a movement to take down a flag that represents slavery and lynching and represents hatred in this country. The fact of the matter is the Confederates were not only racist, not only for slavery, they actually had rebelled against the United States government and participated in what I regard as treason. Why would you be raising a flag on state-funded, taxpayer-funded property of people that tried to overthrow Lincoln's administration and Lincoln's government? So I think that this is only the beginning of a move for real legal and institutional policy reform, but it is a test that if we can't bring a flag down, how are we going to reform policing and racial profiling? I think if we can and we must, and I think we will in South Carolina, then we know that we can continue to stand together with these movements for real substantive change. So the eyes of the world looks on South Carolina, but the ability to achieve that is on all of us.
Thanks for the effort and for the push, Reverend Al. Have a nice remainder of the day. Thank you so much.